flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And then you go to the Hawks. They've lost eight in a row.
Jeez.
That is a spectacular losing streak. That's not like they're struggling. They've gone 2-9 their last. They've lost eight in a row. And they've lost the best kind of energy of the future, which is Jalen Johnson. Not just for this year, but he's been injury prone now. I don't know. I know Bogey needs to go. Bogdanovich can't. I don't know if he's always this hurt. Or he just doesn't grit through it. But Bogey, it's over. Capella around the basket. I watched him the other night, sitting real close. I'm like, dude, this guy's offensive skills are absolutely nowhere now. It's friggin' over for Clint Capella, right? Giving Yeka Kongu the minutes, find another big guy to get minutes. It's over. Capella's gone. Bogey's gone. I'm not so sure D'Andre Hunter's not gone in terms of the value he's shown of late. So I don't know what to do. We're in the opinion business. I can honestly say I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. Of course, it doesn't matter this year without Jalen if you're an 8 seed or 6 seed or a 10 seed.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, Risa Shays, okay, he had a good game the other night in Indiana, I guess. He was drilling threes and everything else. But that's a work in progress.
Eight-game losing streak.
I know. And, dude, they get the Pistons tonight. They'll be underdogs in this game. I don't know what they do. It's this season just unraveled that quickly. They
catching beat 4.5 tonight.
They beat the Celtics 2 weeks ago. It's only 2 weeks ago. They've lost eight games in 2 weeks. What's the spread tonight?
4.5.
The Pistons are favored by 4.5.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to better topics, but talking about Georgia basketball, it certainly wouldn't be identified as that.
It's time to tailgate.
Tailgate, have a good time.
Taking a look around the world of college sports.
This is the Tailgate on the Steakhouse.
Brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, I'll give you a break on Georgia basketball for just a couple of minutes. Let's talk some college football. Chip Kelly was brought to Ohio State to be the offensive coordinator. They developed that super team with all that NIL money, and obviously it worked. They're your national champions. Well, he's gone. He's leaving Ohio State. He's going to be the offensive coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders stake, making a reported $6 million a year. Pete Carroll, the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, was the longtime head coach at Southern Cal. Chip Kelly was the longtime head coach at Oregon. Maybe they just don't like Jim Harbaugh, who was the longtime head coach at Stanford, now the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
What's the going rate for offensive coordinators? Is it like
I
three?
I would say a couple million. I would think three. I mean, they double it up. That's why Chip Kelly's like, yeah, I'm going out to the desert. $6 million to be an offensive coordinator,
I mean,
in the NFL.
Football's been around a long time. Unless there's something he's bringing that has never been seen in the annals of football. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and they don't have a quarterback right now either.
Right. They're going to be a 24th-ranked offense, and you're paying $6 million for it?
Yeah, Todd Monken makes $3 million. The New York Giants, old offensive coordinator, I guess, Mike Kafka, $3 million. Kellen Moore is making $2.5
million. Yeah, so that's about
right. $6 million is a lot of money.
Well, no, it's literally you doubled the highest guy. That's just silly.
Good for Chip Kelly. Alabama has found their man. They're hiring Ryan Grubb to be their next offensive coordinator. Grubb was the OC at Washington with Kalen DeBoer. It was reported that Grubb was going to be the offensive coordinator a year ago when DeBoer first got the job, but he was offered the offensive coordinator job with the Seattle Seahawks. So Grubb finally finding his way to Tuscaloosa. They will have a new quarterback for the Crimson Tide next year as well.
What do you think of the Senior Bowl overall? I mean, the game itself, not really something.
Yeah, it's all about the evaluation during the week. I was fortunate enough to play in the Senior Bowl way back in the day in 2012. I've talked about the coaching staff for the Washington Redskins when I was there. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, Ricky Morris was on that staff.
What do you remember most about all those guys? Was one guy that
I remember riding, you know, there's only one practice field. You practice at a high school, so coaches and the specialists would ride over early, and Sean McVay would just be in the bus with us. I mean, he's a couple years older than us. He's a Marist guy, so him and I would talk, and he was the tight ends coach for the Redskins back in 2012. Obviously, his career path has been really strong. But, you know, cool to see Arian Smith catching balls from Jalen Milroe, I guess, and Tiger Beck, yeah. Offensive MVP, his brother was tragically killed in the New Orleans terrorist attack on New Year's Eve. So it was good to see Beck get the Senior Bowl MVP honors.
All right, let's turn to college basketball.
Georgia, 3-6 now in SEC play, 15-7 overall. They go to Tuscaloosa on Saturday afternoon. Stake, I believe they were 12.5-point underdogs. You knew the Crimson Tide had a high-powered offense, and they showed exactly that. The Tide whoop up on the dogs, 90-69.
Yeah, just horrendous outing. I would imagine that Josh Brooks, you know Josh really well, that whatever strides you made before you got to the SEC, listen, you're playing elite teams. So Florida, Tennessee, and Alabama are elite teams, but you're not even competing. You look like the worst team in the SEC, because the worst team in the SEC, the ones that should lose by 25 on the road, and you're like a guaranteed lose by 20 every night you play those teams. You can't shoot it worth a lick. I watched Asa Newell, who's phenomenal on the block, he's phenomenal on the post, but that's not a style that is going to win you games on the road against teams like that. This is just bad.
Here's what I do know. You don't need to be playing your best basketball right now at the beginning of February. However, you need to put a win streak together in order to boost your resume to be a tournament team. They are playing home against LSU on Wednesday night. Then they are hosting 14th-ranked Mississippi State on Saturday evening. You've got to win these two games. You go to Texas A&M, and then you bring in Missouri, okay? These are all top 20 teams outside of LSU. Get on a little 3-4-game win streak here, Stake. People start to put you back in their good graces, and then you got to go at number one Auburn. You bring in number five Florida. You've just got to at least boost the resume with the win streak and get a couple of extra quad one wins.
But what are they? Even if they find their way into the tournament.
That's exactly what they are.
They're a horrendous shooting team.
That was the goal this year. The goal this year wasn't to win the NCAA championship.
No, but it was to...
They got to get into the tournament. I can tell you that right now.
They better do better than that. If they don't get in the tournament, you think Mike White's in trouble at all?
I don't know about this year, but the seat would definitely get hot. Hey, how about Georgia Tech? They beat a ranked Louisville team. Of note, Jay Williams on College Game Day, I believe Saturday morning, said Louisville won't lose a game in the month of February. They promptly go on to lose on February 1st. So congrats to Georgia Tech. And on College Game Day, they were in Durham at the UNC Duke game. Andrea Carter, a local product here from Buford High School, she was talking about Coach Cal's return to Lexington and Rupp Arena. Cal, obviously, now the head coach at Arkansas.
Yeah, one of her points was you're coming in with a bad team.
Right.
Like, you're coming in with a team that's 1-6. And then she made the comparison.
Best thing you can do after a breakup is show up to the club with a downgrade.
Ooh. What is this club you speak of?
Or a breakup. I know you all are happily married men, but am I right? Like, y'all know. Like, you go through a breakup, then you show up to the bar, and your new isn't as good as your old was, and everybody's just looking at you like, that's... You have to show up with an upgrade. That's that's the only way everybody is quiet.
The awkward silence she said that. Keep in mind who's on the desk. Rhys Davis is your host. Okay, then it's Andrea. Then it's Seth Greenberg and Jay Billis.
Okay.
Andrea's what, 25, 30 years their junior across the board?
You have the absolutely humorless Jay Billis. And I know that.
Yeah, lawyer by trade.
Yeah, I've been.
Duke.
Every time Jay Billis has been on my show, I get into it with him just because he's so friggin' arrogant about everything. Then you have Seth Greenberg, who, is 90, okay? I think he coached against John Wooden at some point in his career. Then you have Rhys Davis, who is the equivalent of my vanilla latte that I order every so often. Nice guy. Like, that was so over their head.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And so funny.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.